Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
And my granddaughter, who's playing college sports, I asked her about this when we had this 2 years ago, and she said, you know what? If a trans woman was competing against me in the sport, then that just means if that person's better than me, I need to work harder.
Oh, my goodness. You know, had somebody told you back in the 80s that this would be one of the defining culture war issues of the day, I know you would be shaking your head and saying, you're not, you're crazy. What alternative universe you come from? No, that is the United States of America today. I'm Sergio Sanchez. And for my friend Dana Lash, this is The Dana Show. We're reporting to you from South Texas, Rio Grande Valley of Texas. Still Texas, north of the border. Attention all Dana Show listeners and family and friends and anyone that you can reach in your circle of influence. You want this madness, this cultural upheaval, this lunacy, this craziness. You want it to stop. What you need to stop doing is voting for Democrats. That was the voice of Wisconsin Democrat State Representative talking about how girls getting beat in sports. They just need to work harder to catch up to, you know, the boys with thicker muscles and bone structure and just taller and have a longer reach with their arms and legs. Just, you need to work harder in order to beat them boys. That's just beyond stupid. This, I know that audio is going to qualify for the stupid audio of the day. Hey, stick around for the next hour of the program. And if your affiliate does not carry all 3 hours of the Dana Show, well, then speak with the program director so that you do and stay up to speed on breaking news of the day and great commentary. Just a lot of fun on the Dana Show. Next hour, I got our friend Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. Yeah, it's time to sell more books. He's got a book that hopes to focus on how we can save the country, save through the Constitution, more stories related to George Washington. But I called Brett, yes, you know, sell books, but I called him because I identify with where he is in life. He's got a 16-year-old. I have a 16-year-old. I also have an 11-year-old. He's also got a younger kid. Dana's babies are slightly older than mine, but also kind of there in the same neighborhood. Brett Baer's baby, his 16-year-old, went through 4 heart surgeries. He's doing real good these days, so I get an update. And listen to that update coming up next hour of The Dana Show. All right, Steve-O, let's do some Florida Man.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Man from Jacksonville, Florida, a U.S. Navy chief petty officer, knew how to ruin a special night for him. They had a special gathering at a DoubleTree Hotel. You know those places that sell like the gourmet cookies when you check in? Oof, man. Kyle Rogue Miser got a promotion. They celebrated, came together. Eventually, he fought with his girlfriend, punched her in the mouth. He's now cooling his heels in jail.
Do you love hiking or camping? Whether it's a short walk through the woods or an overnight stay along the trail, Kel-Tec has the protection you need. For 2 decades, the Folds and Half Kel-Tec Sub-2000 carbine has been filling the pistol caliber carbine gap with options for several popular magazines, including Glock, Smith & Wesson, and Sig Sauer. The Kel-Tec Sub-2000 is much easier and less to take along. Sights are intuitive, the stock is adjustable, and field stripping is a breeze. Plus, the Sub-2000 can easily be disassembled for cleaning or inspection without extra tools to carry in your pack. From now until March 2024, Kel-Tec is offering a $100 rebate program on any newly purchased Sub-2000 from a licensed dealer. Buy a Kel-Tec Sub-2000, get $100. So if you've been waiting for the right time to buy an American original, consider this your invitation and visit KelTecWeapons.com today. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about the Sub-2000 and $100 rebate program. KelTecWeapons.com.
The name of the book, To Rescue the Constitution, and the author from Fox News, Brett Baer. You're a fan. I'm a fan. It's a good show. From Fox News Channel, he's the anchor and director, and he's the face, the voice of Special Report weekdays. Brett, appreciate your time today. And I know we just have
Thanks for having me back.
Yes, sir. We have just a few minutes, but you know me. Every time I see you, brother, every time I see you, I think of your son, Paul. And that's why I know we got to sell books. We got to sell books, but I want to get an update on Paul. He's how old is he now?
Like yeah.
15, 16? How old is he?
Great. Thanks for, thank you for asking. He's 16 and he is 6'4", Sergio. I am really happy that he looks like me. Otherwise, I would say, who is this child? But he is, he's doing fantastic. He plays on the varsity golf team. And he's thriving. So I really appreciate you asking every time. And I love coming back to your show.
Yeah, I ask Brad. You guys know Brad's been very public, he and his wife, his family, of Paul's heart issues. As a baby, he survived like four surgeries, right? At least four, right?
Yeah, four open heart surgeries and 10 angioplasties.
Yeah, he's doing awesome. Terrific. All right. So in the deep dive that you did in order to get some more information on George Washington, what is it? What was new that you learned in all the research?
Yeah. Listen, it's called To Rescue the Constitution, George Washington and the Fragile American Experiment. And Sergio, you remember these books. This is the fifth one. And I take kind of a soda straw look at a moment in history and then bounce back and show how a leader gets there. And this look is after the Revolutionary War, beat the British. However, the country's kind of falling apart. They have the Articles of Confederation that are supposed to link everybody together, but it's not working. And everybody's fighting each other, and they're fighting tax collectors. And some people are saying, let's go back to British rule. And at that moment, in the summer of 1787, is when the Constitutional Convention starts in Philadelphia. And they call it up, and they need somebody to run it. And they turn to George Washington, who is the steady, thoughtful presence. And he was really the reliable voice that tries to find common ground and eventually gets these dissenting voices to gather around this document. But honestly, it's still the best legal document in the world, providing liberty. And this is a narrative that puts you in the room, and hopefully it'll shed some light back on how we were founded.
Yeah, we are so far removed from just the basic truths and ideas that were very well researched by our founding fathers. I could argue, as many other people, we're a shadow of what we were meant to be. We got all these federal agencies and departments passing policy, which in essence is law, all these edicts, all that unconstitutional stuff taking place. The power of the Supreme Court over pretty much everything, which was kind of flipped early on, I think early 1800s and early decisions. I don't know, man. We've been through hard times before. Obviously, the bloodshed and division, Civil War, the Great Depression, all the stress, world wars, communism, 9/11. I think I've asked you this before, but I wanted to hear from you again because we see the nation so divided right now. From the effort of herding cats up in D.C. in the U.S. House to try to get a new speaker, to overall the cultural and moral, what else, political, military, economic stress that we're under. For our kids, for your boys, for my boys, I got a 16-year-old and an 11-year-old. Do you think our republic survives to the end of this century, or is there a new world order? I know I'm asking some pretty big stuff right now.
Sergio, it is a big question, but I actually think that this book helps get your head around that. I know we're super divided. We're super partisan. There are really, you talk about a lot of issues there that people are really concerned about. And there's a feeling of decline and almost dread at sometimes. But researching and writing this book, I'll be honest, it really did give me a sense of hope. Not because, the birth of our nation went so smoothly, but because it didn't go smoothly. And it was chaotic and driven by dissent. And the whole thing almost collapsed numerous times. And that's what you see in this book. And the lesson is, we shouldn't fear dissent. It's a valued principle, an open exchange of ideas, and dissent is baked in our cake, and so is union. And our job is to kind of mesh dissent and union, and that's what Washington taught us. Yeah. And hopefully, I have hope, but it's a dark time. It can be.
Well, we need solid leadership, too. We need a George Washington of these days. Thank you, Brett. Best to you, your wife, and your babies, your big boys. Thank you, Brett.
All right. Thank you, Sergio.
All right, folks, so you've heard me talk about Hillsdale College giving away free copies of the Constitution and Declaration of Independence to my listeners for Constitution Day on September 17th. They've set an immediate goal to give copies to 1 million Americans who don't have one. And if not you, then maybe a young person that you know. And the response has been tremendous. However, this free offer for my listeners ends soon. So if you haven't already, order your free copy right now at Dana4Hillsdale.com. Because every American should have a copy of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. And these days, when most schools neglect to teach our kids about our nation's great heritage of liberty, it's more critical than ever to make sure that these documents are readily available to them. So to claim your free copy, visit Dana4Hillsdale.com today, complete a very simple form, and receive your booklet through the mail, and you don't even have to pay for shipping. But as I mentioned, this offer expires soon. So order your copy now at Dana4Hillsdale.com. That's Dana4Hillsdale.com. Don't delay.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Sorry, I should have reset. I'm Sergio Sanchez, and I'm in for my friend Dana Lash. I said, oh, Dana sounds a little bit more manly today. Yeah, I'm filling in for Dana. Hamas militants, terrorists, they keep using the word militants. Hamas terrorists warning that they will broadcast hostage executions on the internet. Already been using Telegram to share videos, kidnappings and murders, and that's a promise today from this Islamo-fascist group, Hamas. Future trips down to see the Titanic, they're being canceled by the company whose director died in the implosion of the Titan submersible earlier this year. RMS Titanic, Inc. had planned a 2024 voyage to the wreckage site, but because of the tragedy, they had to pull the plug on that. Russia's organization, Olympic organization, sports organization, being suspended by the International Olympic Committee for making captured parts of Ukraine part of their sports program. Updates in the effort to help and save Mary Lou Retton. If you hadn't heard, Mary Lou Retton, remember her? In the hospital fighting pneumonia, fighting for her life. Major business in Houston put some money down on a GoFundMe campaign to try to pay her medical bills. She has no insurance. $360,000 in counting in the effort to save Mary Lou Retton in ICU right now. I'm Sergio Sanchez. You're listening to The Dana Show from South Texas.
I just shared with my colleagues that I'm withdrawing my name as a candidate for the speaker designee. If you look at over the last few weeks, if you look at where our conference is, there's still work to be done. Our conference still has to come together.
Yeah, the first one is to figure out who you want as leader. Welcome to the Dana Show. I'm Sergio Sanchez, and for my friend Dana, broadcasting to you from what I refer to her for her is her Southern Command here in South Texas. The Dana Show from KURV affiliate here in South Texas, right on the border. Yeah, right here, right on the front lines of the huge Biden border mess, right here in McAllen, RGV. At Texas. Yeah, this Steve Scalise, he's taking his name out of the running. It's like the test right now for any candidate that wishes to be the next Speaker of the House, any Republican who wishes to be the next Speaker of the House, you need to prove immediately that you can herd cats, that you can bring in, what is it, like just a little bit over a handful of the ultra-conservative, and I agree with them, by the way, the mega-minded, America First-minded, conservatives, you know, cut spending. I'm okay with shut down the government for a certain amount of time. We need to rein in spending. We need less government. I'm good with all that. I'm good. The thing is, and I know Dana's been addressing this, and same thing on my show. We never had the numbers. We don't have the Senate. We definitely don't have the White House. I don't even know if Democrats have the White House. Some leftist communists have the White House because, I mean, Joe Biden ain't running things. He's just the puppet out there. He's just the meat puppet. In the U.S. House, we have, what is it, like a half dozen? Maybe eight? Intransigent conservatives. We're not going to budge. We're not going to move. And, my goodness. Now, when I saw this thing that Matt Gaetz did, and see, Kev Mack, as I lovingly refer to him, Kevin McCarthy, when he agreed with the super right of center, super conservative lawmakers that some of our neighbors sent to Washington, D.C., and thank you for sending them, because they need to make an argument on behalf of our children, our grandchildren, all this crazy spending that's taking place. You know, rein in government, that's good. The thing is, we never had the numbers. But, you know, Kev Mack agreed, okay, we'll put a poison pill in there. One lawmaker can call to remove me if you guys want, and he did. It was Matt Gaetz. And, you know, for a moment there, I saw, well, Matt Gaetz, you know, you just threw everything into chaos. Okay, fine. Let's see where this goes. And then everything blows up in Israel because of the anti-Semitic Hamas group attacking Israel. And now, you know, some of the legislation I hear that they're working on, $2 billion for the Iron Dome. They need to put some more missiles in that Iron Dome to blow these Hamas missiles out of the sky as they're coming inbound. Or some of the missiles coming in from the north, from Hezbollah. As well, we kind of need to hurry up on that. Muchacho said they can't even decide who's speaker. They can't even decide when they decide on the rules. Okay, let's go for Steve Scalise, and then at the time when they want to bring everything to the floor vote, so oh no, I'm not voting for Steve Scalise after all. Guys, you need to get it together. And I'm just going to throw this out there because the Democrats always do when it comes to Republicans. In rare form, the Republicans sometimes stay together. Let's say Obamacare, for example, not a single vote, things like that. Well, you know, the Democrats will say, well, they're not working on behalf of the American people. Look at, you know, how they, not a single one of them voted to protect Americans when it came to providing health care options, blah, 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 blah. Well, same thing on the Democrat side. Hakeem, not the dream, the actual nightmare, Jeffries. Hakeem, the nightmare, Jeffries, telling his Democrat lawmakers, don't you dare stray from this reservation. Not a single one of you. Don't you dare vote with the Republicans, and don't you promise not to vote. Because, see, some of this will be solved right now if a few of the purple district and some of these Democrats who know they belong to swing congressional districts, about 30 or 40 different lawmakers who belong to swing districts, the ones that are most purple-ish, maybe leaning towards red, I think some of those should consider their political skin. And forget what Hakeem the Nightmare Jeffries wants. They should say to the Republicans, you guys decide on one person, you guys get close, I'm not going to vote. Because that's all it would take. It's just going to take a few Democrats to say, we're not voting. Okay, don't worry about us. You guys can decide the new speaker on a majority. But they're not doing that. They're not thinking of America. They're not thinking about the process that needs to be restarted up in D.C. about, I don't know, $2 billion for the Iron Dome. And negotiations on government spending or cuts, and you know it's not going to be cuts, but spending, where the clock is ticking. It's now down to what, 30 days now? In less than 30 days for the next, which more than likely will be a continuing resolution on spending up in D.C.? Jim Jordan pulls. Support Steve Scalise. Steve Scalise can't herd cats in a hurry. Steve Scalise pulls. Matt Gaetz, you own it, brother. This is your mess, Vato. You own it. Congratulations, Matt. Congratulations.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.